Hey, Bogues, you're travelling around the world, mate. You're in Fiji now.
19 hours. I've just arrived at Matandola Bay Resort in Fiji. Yeah, I'm a little shattered, to say the least.
Oh, fantastic, mate. So that's for the pro event, yeah?
Yeah, the Fiji Internationals. Yeah, it was on last year, and again this year. It's beautiful, Matandola. Mind you, I've got my jumper on. It's blowing about 50. Mm. It's about 14 degrees, I think. Fiji weather.
Bogle, it was a bit tighter in the President's Cup than we thought. The internationals fared pretty strongly in the end, but just couldn't quite get it done.
Yeah, look, it's a good finish. I mean, I was so disappointed that the internationals didn't win. They had so many chances. They just really, it came down to putting, pretty much. The Americans just a little bit better in the putting than the internationals were. They had loads of opportunities to put them away, but they just couldn't do it. But I think that the dropping from 34 points in total to 30 points in total certainly helped, and that's what made it a lot closer in the end.
Yeah. Who didn't pull their weight?
Well, it was pretty disappointing to see. I haven't got the stats in front of me right now. I didn't think I was going to talk to your boys this morning, but I know that Jason Day would be very disappointed. Mm. He went 0-4.5, I think it was, four losses and half a point. I think Mark Leishman only got, one and a bit points. Mm. Bowditch sat out a couple of sessions. He played okay, but the two dudes that really stepped up to the mark were Brandon Grace and Louis Oosthuizen, who both were undefeated. They put 9.5 points on the board together for the internationals. Sangmoon Bae didn't lose either. He was the local boy. Nick Price sat him out on day one, which I was really surprised about, because Sangmoon Bae had won twice on that golf course previously. The last 2 years, he'd won Korean Tour events on that track. He sat him out on day one, and I was shocked to see that. But the Aussie boys really didn't have a tournament to remember.
No, Adam Scott was able to get on top of Ricky Fowler, which meant that his putter, the short putter, was working.
Yeah, it did on Sunday, but it didn't throughout the week, though. No. It was pretty poor. He missed a lot of short putts. He had a lot of chances in the four balls and foursomes matches. He had different playing partners every day. I think he had Matsuyama one day, he had Day another day, and then he had somebody else another day. So they tried to move Scotty around to a lot of different players, and it just didn't work. And look, it wasn't until the singles, he drained a good putt on the seventh hole against Fowler, and he went one up, and then he made four in a row. And Fowler was pretty poor. He was four over par for the 13 holes he played, so he got dusted 6 and 5. But the early matches on Sunday in the singles, the Oosthuizen game, he was one up with three to play and ended up, he had to make eagle on the last to square that match, so he'd be disappointed he didn't win that. And then Denny Lee, he was third out, and when Oosthuizen put a point on the board, Scotty was the second match and put a point up. Then Denny Lee was one up with three to play on Dustin Johnson. It looked like he was getting over the top of Dustin Johnson, and he lost the next three holes in a row. And it kind of turned.
Yeah.
The tide turned to the Americans there, and they just had that 1 point extra lead. And then it came to Anirban Lahiri, the Indian fella. He had to make Chris Kirk, American guy. They were all square coming up the last, and this was a really pivotal match. And Chris Kirk made a bomb from about 20 feet. And Anirban Lahiri had just under 4 feet. He would have been thinking he would have had that to win his game. And it would have turned to an international victory if he made that. And he missed it. He horseshoed it out. And the Americans won that match, Chris Kirk. And they went on to win by 1 point. And that was a really crucial point right there.
I tell you what, away from the actual tournament, it sort of flew under the radar a little bit. Jason Day did an interview with Golf Digest, and he talked about how he was physically abused by his father, his late father, Alvin. What did you think of that? I thought that was those comments were really, quite distressing.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to Jason about this before years ago. We had very similar upbringings. I didn't have my father died when I was 10. I'm adopted. Similar upbringings and lucky to get into golf as well. So we sat and chatted before about this. I was very surprised this he brought this out. But it hasn't been publicly well known, but I knew that. I just didn't think it was he was ever going to make that public. No, good on him. You got to get stuff like that off your chest, and that's the way his life has gone. So he's a good kid, Jason. And yeah, I saw him last week, half a dozen times, and have good chats with him. He's, he's still so level-headed and so down-to-earth. He's such a lovely guy.
I thought it was quite interesting. You said, you know, that if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't have, you know, he wouldn't be the golfer that he is today. But, you know, it's a pretty sad way to form your career.
Yeah, well, I guess you look at everybody in the world. It doesn't matter whether you're a sports person or whatever. Things happen, somebody dies or passes away early, or like me, I was taken to Goulburn, adopted at 6 weeks old, taken to Goulburn, and I found a golf course as well. If I stayed in a boys' home, I never find golf, and I go a totally different path. So everybody has a story to tell, and it's just that sports stars tend to be more high profile and in the press a lot more, so you learn and hear a lot more about them. So it's a good story, Jason. It really is, and to where he is now and become world number one golfer at the moment, but he'll be back world number one.
Yeah, remarkable stuff. Who's your favourite over there?
Well, Matt Kuchar's here. He's got to be one of the favourites. I mean, American superstar. Who else is here this week? Just the regular Aussie guys. There's no other top ranked player in the world. Matt Kuchar is the highest, but he has never played here before, and it's windy. But a guy like, I tell you, a guy who's been playing, Matt Miller, who's been playing really good. He won the New Zealand PGA Championship early this year, and he's had like, 10 top 10s and near misses in smaller events in Australia, mate. He's one guy that if you're looking for a dark horse this week, you'd probably be playing all right. I'd have a little shot at him. Matt Miller from Canberra.
Okay, Matt Miller. Anything else, folks?
No, mate, that's about it. I haven't really studied anything else. You've been
travelling
in the air.
I'm trying to get my head together. I don't know what I'm doing. 19 hours. I hate flying. Travelling's just crap.
Yeah. Well, it'll be worthwhile, mate. You'll enjoy yourself. Have a lay day today, and we'll talk next week.
Good on you, boys. Have a great week.
Good on you, Brett Ogle. Don't forget Drum and Golf for all your golfing specials.